Hello, good morning everyone. My name is like Andrea was saying, I am mostly based at Beach Church, healing, and Pastor Lois sends his greeting this morning. And yeah, so what beautiful songs were this morning, honestly. It fits very well with what I will be talking about today. And also, thank you, Andrea, for the little small word that you shared before sharing the announcement. I think it's actually a really good introduction. So usually when a business goes out of order or goes through a change, you know, a shop or a cafe or a restaurant, there's a sign on the door that says usually under new management. Maybe they are changing management because of poor leadership, because of they've been struggling for a while, maybe because of bad service and a broken system. And now there's hope for change when new management comes. New vision, new standards, a new way of doing things. And sometimes that can be us. What is our heart's sign right now? What is your heart's sign right now? What does the sign in your heart say? Does it say that you are operating under new management? And what does that mean? Are you operating under your own management, under the management of the world, or are you operating under the... And this is something that we need to think about, not only just now, but on a daily basis, every single time we wake up in the morning, and every single time we go to sleep. How did we operate today? In what spirit did we operate today? On my way last week, well, I went to an event. I went to Oxford and I was coming back home. And you know, that London Underground can be quite an interesting scenario when you're coming back on a Friday night, because there's so many people that go out and, you know, they get drunk and they come back. And it's not a very nice, pleasant surprise sometimes. Sometimes you see people vomiting on the train, and you hear so many loud noises. And it's not a very nice, pleasant time. So on my way back to London from Oxford, in my head I was like, oh, I'm going to have to deal with all these people coming back on the train. And I got on the Jubilee line, and all of a sudden, at the stop, this bunch of people came. I think they were coming from a concert, and they were all drunk, and this train was really squashed, and there was this particular guy, bless him, he stank so much of vomit, and because everyone was so squashed, I couldn't face anywhere, and I could just smell him, and I felt sick, and I was like, I can't even get out because the door is blocked and no one's getting out. I cannot even move because everyone is drunk and everyone's laughing. But whilst I was there and I couldn't wait to get out, there was this specific lady that she was in a really, really bad state, and she was with her friends as well, and they were all drunk. But this specific lady, she was so drunk to the point that her top was up and her leggings were down, so you could see inappropriate things, you could see her body and then there. And as soon as we stopped and everyone got out, it was this time, everyone got out, and then she just fell on the ground. And everyone was laughing at her, and people were just walking past her, and her friends were just recording her. And in my mind, I was like, wow. And the Holy Spirit just told me straight away, that can be any one of us sometimes. And what do I mean by that is that when we are under the influence of something, usually we say that when we're on drugs or alcohol, or when someone is taking a substance that is not good for them, so they lose control of the body, they lose all the senses, and they're giving control to this substance, they're giving control to something else, to the point where they are not thinking straight, they're doing things that they would never do if they were sober, they are saying things, they're just not themselves. And I just want to tell you this morning is that could be me, or that could be you sometimes, in a spiritual manner. Because the reality is, all of us here are under the influence of something or someone, of a system, of a person, of a belief, of a mental state. We can all be influenced under something. Now, we might not be throwing ourselves like that woman was, bless her. We might not be in that state, but mentally and spiritually, we are. Deep down, we are that woman. Deep down, we can be those people on the train in which they just lose control of the body because they're operating under something that is not from God. So, what is influencing you? And I want us to think about this carefully because we are all humans, right? We are all sinners and we are imperfect humans. By the grace of God, he gives us grace and he saves us from our sins. But what is influencing you? Romans 8:14 says, "For those who are led by Spirit of God are the children of God." Influence is obviously not something bad all the time, but it can be bad, and we must be careful. You can be influenced by a person, by a trauma or past event, by a culture, by spiritual forces as well. Whatever influence you start, you're operating under, it shapes you, it shapes your thoughts, your desires, your values. It molds you in a way that molds your character in a worldly manner. And I pointed down this in three main influences that we can operate under. Number one is the Spirit of God, who leads to us to a life of peace and holiness, which is great, right? I hope that's the spirit that we all want to be operating under. The second one is the spirit of the world. It's driven by lust, by pride, and by selfishness. And the third one is a demonic influence, a darker force that seeks to deceive and divide and destroy. And the spirit of the world kind of goes hand in hand with the demonic influence. Ephesians 2:2 says, "You used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world. Obey the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world." And let me tell you this morning, you can either be influenced by God or by the world. There is no in between. We as believers, if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you cannot be in the middle. You cannot be operating under both spirits. Why? It's because these spirits have a kingdom. The Spirit of God operates in the kingdom of God. The spirit of the world and the demonic operates under the spirit of this world. And they all have different functions. The spirit of the world has a different system than the spirit of God. The spirit of God has a king, and that is Jesus, which rules all over the kingdom. And the law in this kingdom is love. Matthew 22, verse 37 to 40. To love your neighbor as you love yourself. And this kingdom has a specific language as well, which is the language of truth, but in love. Not truth under whoever, under what the LGBT community says, not truth under what parliament says, not truth under what Islam says, not truth under what you say, truth in love, because it's God's truth. Grace-filled speech. And the currency of this kingdom is faith. Wherever you are, in your jobs, or in your home, or in church, or out in the street, this is the currency that you have to have in your life if you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. What that means is that you have to spread this currency around you. Faith is not something that we just keep to ourselves, but it's something we spread out in the world. And that's the currency as believers that we should use. And the culture is holiness, humility, unity, and service. It's not the culture, or it's not the British culture, it's not the African culture, it's not the culture of Essex, it's not the culture of Israeli, it's the culture of the kingdom of God. And the power of this kingdom is the power of the Holy Spirit. If you don't operate under this power, then that power does not come from the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of this world, the king is self, yourself, what you think is best, what you desire, what you want to do with your life, not what Jesus wants. And the law of the world kingdom is do what feels right, which is construct to what the law of the kingdom of God's kingdom is, which is love. You just do what feels right. If someone upsets you, you just go with what your feeling says. And the language of this worldly kingdom is gossip, slander, and offense. It's not a language that is operating under love. It's not a language that is loving. It's a language that causes division. It's a language that causes you to live in a lie. And the currency of this kingdom is image, pleasure, and control. It's not a currency of faith. And the culture is division, pride, and rebellion. It's not a culture of unity. It's not a culture that allows you to walk under with people. It's not a culture that allows us to meet together, which is why nowadays we see so much division in the world. So much in the political state. I'm in the right because I have certain privileges. I'm in the right because I'm this. I am in the right. Oh, I'm in the left. No. The culture of God is a culture of unity. But the world will always twist it to something to cause division. And the power this kingdom operates, this worldly kingdom, is deception. Why? Because Satan wants to take as many people to go to hell with him. So again, I ask you, who is managing your life right now? If you accepted Jesus in your soul, it's under a new management. It's not under the management of the world. So why live the old manager? So why is the old manager still living and managing your life? And this, you might be thinking right now, oh, this is not me. This is, I'm living under the new management. But let me tell you, the most dangerous things is not the obvious ones, like I would say. It's the ones that you don't see. And often, they come through with habits. Habits that we think is normal. Habits that we think is okay to do. Habits that we've been doing for many years, but no one has called you out about it. Or maybe someone has called you out about it, but you don't want to change. You want to remain the same because it benefits you. It benefits your own life. It makes you look better. I will be going through this some of them with you. But there's something that I like to call the modern hybrid Christian. The modern hybrid Christian. And let me tell you, these types of Christians are very, very dangerous Christians. And also let me tell you that we can be this type of Christian if we're not careful. If we're not living a life of surrendering, if we're not living a life of humbleness, we can easily fall to what I call the modern hybrid Christian. They are so good, they are professional at being this modern hybrid Christian. They mastered the art of compacting the worldly kingdom and the God's kingdom together in a way that you might not even notice. The masters are doing that. Masters. They will trick people. They would even trick and lie to themselves. And they're happy about it as well, majority of the time. But sometimes they might not even notice. And sometimes people will call it outward, but they don't want to accept it. There is no easier way to fake Christianity, to fake yourself as a Christian as it is now. No easier way. Why? Because of all the modern technology that we have, because of the access of information that we have. It's very easy in our days to fake Christianity. And they can do it all. They can talk the talk. They can even walk the walk. They can post the quotes. They can do it all. And what I mean by walk the walk, they will walk exactly like a Christian would. But the only difference is that they will do all these things whenever it benefits them. When they, from a Sunday, they will do it. When they come to events during the week, they will do it. But when they, from a Monday to Saturday, behind closed doors, their life looks completely different to what they show in church, to what they show in front of you. Completely different. It's a whole different story. And many have mastered this art of hybrid living, living part-time kingdom, part-time worldly kingdom. And you know what the saddest thing is that they can explain why they do the things that they do. They twist scripture in order to make themselves look good and in order to explain their actions, why their actions are okay. Dress it up as a, with Christian phrases such as, you can't judge me because only can judge me. Only God can judge me. You can't. You can't tell. Oh, please, you must be understanding of my situation. Because God calls us to know one another, to be understanding. Oh, we must compromise sometimes, right? They're so good at twisting scripture. They're so good at twisting the Christian culture to their own benefit. They will twist Christian values. They will twist the word. And they will lie to themselves and others. 2 Timothy 3:5 says, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. But here's the truth. You cannot manage be under management of these two kingdoms. In Matthew 6:24 says, no one can serve two masters. So what does the world influence look like? Like I said, we can talk about the obvious ones, the ones that obviously we all know is bad. Obviously, we all know that they're not fruits of the Spirit. They're not Christian things that you should do. They're not godly things that you should do. But the ones that are hidden and underneath our hearts, the ones that we do behind closed doors, those are the dangerous ones. And we'll go through some of them. Exaggeration and manipulation. So many people do this. They exaggerate things, and then it turns to a lie. And they don't even know they're lying sometimes. And when you call out to them about it, they're like, oh no, like I'm just exaggerating. But it's the truth. But you're twisting the truth. That is deception. That's manipulation. So that's sexual sin. What you see matters in your soul. What you think matters. You think no one knows, but God is watching you. Arrogance and pride. Oh, this one is an interesting one. Usually, this will come with, I'm speaking the truth right now. So therefore, because I'm speaking the truth, you have to take it as it is, how I'm saying it. But that often comes not out of love. You're not saying that out of love. It's just arrogance. It's not because you want to be loving to this person. It's just because you think you know it all. It's because you think you want to make yourself look good. Constant offense and always triggered about something. You're always offended about something. You're always triggered about something. That is not something that you should be operating under if you are a child of God. I know this person in my family. It's no one in my immediate family, don't worry. But every time that this person comes to a family gathering, or every time this person messages me even, I know for a fact that they are offended about something or someone. And it's tiring. And this person calls himself a Christian. And every time I have to be like, why are you operating under the spirit of offense? Why? Why can't you just live your life in peace? Why do you have to be offended? Complaining, a complaining spirit. This one is a dangerous one. Because this, when a complaining spirit takes over your life, it usually leads you to doing other things, such as gossip. And gossip from the top is obvious. And it's being called, it gets called out all the time, which is great. But the gossip that is underneath, that comes from underneath, that's the dangerous part. That's the one that spreads the fastest. That's the one that is toxic. That's the one that sometimes you don't even notice you're doing. That's the one that damages the church. That's the one that damages your life. And that needs to stop. That really, really needs to stop. Why do we have to gossip about things? Usually gossip comes because you're not living it to God. Or you're not praying about it. So therefore you have to complain about it to other people. Or you have to spread it around to other people. That needs to stop in your life. That needs to stop in our life. And control anger. Anger that is uncontrolled. And when you have this uncontrolled anger, you want other people to accept your anger because you're mad. And therefore you start cussing. And you start saying words that you shouldn't be saying in your head. And we must all accept it because that's who you are. That's who you are. That's not from God. God calls us to be slow to anger. He calls us to love our neighbors. Needed to be heard all the time, but never listening to anyone. You always have an opinion about something. You always have to give your input in things that sometimes God is not asking you to give your input in. And this one we have to be careful about. Very, very careful about. Now, I can be like this, I have to admit, because I'm a very strong-willed person, actually. And so therefore, before I open my mouth, I always have to ask God, do you want me to open my mouth right now or not? And sometimes, majority of the time, the answer is no. It's because there's so much power in silence and prayer. You don't always have to be there telling your opinion about everything when it's not needed and when God is not asking you to share. And usually this is because of pride. Self-centeredness disguised as just, this is just being me. Now, I did discuss this with a few of the points, but this one is one that is prominent with amongst people. Oh, because this is me, then you have to accept all of me. But that's not what God is calling us to do, people. We've been singing songs about transformation, about being refined, about being changed. How can we be more Christ-like if everyone has to accept you for being who you are? Now, I'm not saying in any way that, you know, you have to be someone else or you have to be fake. Absolutely not, but, and you, people cannot be patient with you. Of course, we have to be patient. But it's when there's no progress. It's when there is no conviction. It's when you don't do anything about it. It's when you're okay to live under your sin. Proverbs 14, verse 12 says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but it's the end of his death. The nature of this habit is that they grow and grow and grow. Unchecked, uncalled, they will crush your life and wound others in the process. They will crush your life. You will not live in peace. Everywhere that you go, you will cause trouble. Everywhere that you go.
2 Corinthians verse 13, verse 5 says, examine yourself to see whatever you are in the faith. Ask yourself, who is really leading me? Is my spiritual life consistent to the word of God? Is my spiritual life consistent to what I believe? Is my spiritual life consistent to what I think it would be? Does my mandate match my son? Ephesians 5:18, do not get drunk on wine, instead be filled with the Spirit. Being filled with the Spirit is not an emotional hype. It's not you speaking in tongues all the time. It's not you jumping up and down, lifting your hands, speaking words of knowledge all the time. That's not what it means to be filled by the Spirit. It can be, but that's not fully what it means. What it means is to surrender everything in your life. It's a life of dependence, a daily dying to self. Daily. I don't know if you woke up this morning and said to yourself, God, I want to die to self this morning. It's daily obedience as well. Being obedient to what God wants you to do. Being obedient to what God wants you to speak. Being obedient to how God wants you to act. Being obedient to how God wants you to be involved. When you are under new management, your life will look completely different. Your speech will be seasoned with grace. Your desires will shift. Your relationship are marked by humility. Your reactions will reflect Jesus, not your ego. Galatians 5, verse 22, 3. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. And this is what we should aspire to have. Now, we can be the drunk woman that I saw on the train, or those drunk people that we saw on the train. We can be them, operating under the spirit of complaining, operating under the spirit of gossip, operating under the spirit of self-exalting ourselves, operating under all these things that I mentioned, under those little habits that you think they're not a big deal, but they're a massive deal. Because they will grow. We can be operating under all of those things and be those people, drunk, lose control of ourselves because we cannot control this thing. Change the way that we think because of this. Or we can be the light in the darkness. We can be fully under the king. Now, I don't know who would want to be operating under two different kingdoms. I don't know about you, but I want my king to be Jesus. I don't want my king to be self at all. I want to operate under the currency of the kingdom, which is faith. I don't want to be operating under the currency of the world. I don't want none of these things. And like I said, this is something we can all fall under if we're not careful. All of us. I'm sure there's been maybe a whole day where you was operating under this spirit, under the spirit of the world, the kingdom of the world. But the important thing is this, that you check yourself, be honest with yourself, and that you also allow other people to check when you are not in the right, when you're doing wrong, when you're operating under the spirits that are not from God. We must be humble. Transformation doesn't come just like this. It's a daily sacrifice. It's a daily sacrifice. I think the Bible verse that scares me so much since I was small is the Bible verse that says, I never knew you. I never knew you. When we go to heaven, what do you want? Afraid of it. I really am. So as we close, I just ask you to please bow. I want you to be honest with yourself this morning. What worldly kingdom stuff have you allowed in your life for so long to overtake your body, to overtake your mind, to overtake your spirit, to the point where it's almost become a normal thing. Is it gossip? Is it exaggeration? Is it sexual sin? Is it arrogance? Is it constant offense? Is it anger? Is it self-centeredness? What is it that you've been allowing? This is not a telling off. This is not me condemning you. This is not me telling you that you're a bad person. Because the reality is we're all bad people. We really are. We're only saved because of God's grace in our lives and His love. And we all can fall short. So it's okay. There's a way back. And that's just to ask God for forgiveness. So I want to pray this prayer with you. Holy Spirit, we surrender the keys to where we have left the world to manage us, to take our values, to take our control of things, God. God, we want it to all go back to you, God. Please expose and heal us from all of this stuff, God. Fill us afresh. Manage our hearts, our minds, and our spirit with truth, peace, and power. We declare today, in the name of Jesus, that we are operating under new mind. And we reject the management of this world. We reject our own management. And we declare that you are